From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Burkina Faso officials say at least 33 hostages were freed today from an upscale hotel frequented by foreigners in the capital where suspected Islamist militants attacked late on Friday. Not immediately clear how many hostages the gunmen had captured. Elite security forces stormed the hotel in a raid that began about 5 hours after gunmen attacked. Not immediately known right now how many people have been killed during the siege, but initial reports indicate 20 people are dead, another 15 wounded. Lasting defeat has become a mantra for top U.S. officials when talking about the strategy to defeat the terror group known as the Islamic State. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter.
Job one has to be to destroy ISIL in Iraq and Syria. That's not sufficient, but it is necessary because it's necessary to show that this movement has no future.
A lasting defeat of IS has become a priority for the Obama administration and others who see the militants as an existential threat. Less clear is how that lasting defeat will be engineered and how long it will take. UN International Atomic Energy Agency is expected to verify whether Iran is complying with its commitment to curtail its nuclear program, clearing the way for the lifting of international sanctions. The Islamic Republic and world powers signed a nuclear agreement last July under which Tehran would scale back its uranium enrichment activities and submit to inspections in exchange for a rollback of sanctions. Iran has made it clear that its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. Sanctions have blocked Iran from at least $50 billion in assets. This is VOA News. European Commissioner for Humanitarian Aid as well as Crisis Management called for political solutions in dealing with the root causes. The causes, that is, a migrant crisis, the war, poverty in the Middle East, Africa, and Asia. Speaking Friday in Belgrade following a meeting with Serbia's Prime Minister, Christos Stylianides says that European institutions have taken a lot of initiative in Syria in order to persuade people to stay in their country.
We must address the root causes of the refugee crisis. We must find political solutions inside Syria, inside Afghanistan, inside Iraq. We made a lot of initiative inside Syria in order to provide not only basic needs, but specific assistance, maybe through education, in order to safeguard the dignity of the refugees and in order to persuade them to stay there in their country.
International Organization for Migration predicts that 2016 will be another critical year for migration to Europe, noting that 1 in 7 people today is a migrant. Of these, 232 million are international migrants, 340 million are internal migrants. French government is launching an inquiry into a drug trial of an experimental medication that has left one person brain dead, 5 others hospitalized in serious condition. Lisa Bryant following that story for us in Paris.
Health Minister Marisol Touraine says what happened is unprecedented. Touraine says 6 men, ages 28 to 49, who were participating in the drug trial have been hospitalized since Sunday. One was declared brain dead, and the others remain hospitalized with all showing the same type of neurological symptoms. A research company called BioTrial had been testing the drug manufactured by a Portuguese company, which is meant to help with anxiety and other mood disorders. All trials of the drug are now suspended, and volunteers participating in the study have been called back. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Worries about China's slowing economic growth, further steep drops in oil prices, and a disappointing report on U.S. retail sales contributed to a global stock sell-off on Friday. Cost for a barrel of oil now sliding down to around $29 a barrel. In New York, the S&P 500 fell nearly 2.2% at the close, the Dow off 2.4%, the Nasdaq plunging 3.1%. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.